It's showtime, everybody. Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time, 22nd August 2023. I am your host, Ralphie, and you're tuned in right now to kiwiradio.nz, or you might be on upfm.co.nz as well, where we simulcast our airwaves to the interwebs to all 50 plus unique listeners right now. That's awesome turnout for a little Tuesday night gathering of celebrating New Zealand music. Well, who do we have this week? We actually have Alex Bierty, a very young and talented artist based in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. He produces his own music from home as well as in the studio on occasion. And word on the grapevine is we have another exclusive. Oh my goodness. Yeah, man. He is releasing a brand new track a few days ahead of release date, which is 1st of September. So we get it like, what? That's 8 or 9 days in advance? That's amazing, guys. You know where to go for cutting edge new Kiwi music. We'll be showcasing his 4-song set today, straight after this first track. One of the very famous pioneers of electronic music. It's Daft Punk with a track called Infinity Repeating. It's apparently a demo version, which I'm very keen to hear. It's one of the influences of Alex Bierty, who will be joining us straight after this track. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Coincidences, we day,
Kiwi Radio. Welcoming you to our extremely awesome Tuesday night showcase of New Zealand music. And today we are in for a treat. We have Alex Beatty joining us all the way from Auckland. Kia ora. Welcome, Alex, to the show.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, getting comfortable for your four-song set. And I've told everyone that the fourth one is actually a brand new track. So we'll build up for that moment. But warm welcome to start with. We are a storytelling podcast. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey so far in music.
My name's Alex Beatty. So I'm currently studying at Auckland Uni, doing popular music there. But I've been making music for pretty much since I was a kid. You know, like I was on GarageBand at kindergarten and, you know, that kind of thing. So, making music and producing stuff has kind of always been my big passion. So at the moment, just trying to work through uni and do as much music as I can outside of that. So right now I'm pretty busy with both my own stuff. So yeah, the new song coming out September 1st with Mia Downing. And I'm also playing drums actually for a couple bands, playing drums for Jack Bromwich. So Jack, he was on here, I believe, a couple weeks ago.
He was, yeah, that's cool.
So he kind of let me know about this and encouraged me to reach out to you guys, which is really cool.
Well, that's great to have you here, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, really, really cool to be able to, you know, share my music on this kind of platform. Having this kind of platform for small artists is, you know, really, really important. So I think that's just really sick. And I think Jack's tuning in tonight, actually. So
welcome, Jack. He will be part of the, we've just peaked 60 unique listeners. So we've got a small following here, but we're blasting live out on the 22nd of August, 2023, Tuesday night for you. Get comfortable. It's about an hour show. And yeah, definitely a four-song set from Alex Beatty. If you haven't heard of him, he's on Bandcamp. So that's Alex, BEATTIE.bandcamp.com. Yeah, buy some records over there. Let's start with the first song. Seeing as though we are the home of New Zealand music, I thought it'd be fitting to play your first song, which is called Home. It's a collaboration with Avalon Martin. Who was Avalon Martin? Tell us about the song.
I went to high school with Avalon. In fact, I went to intermediate school with Avalon. We met up doing rock bands there for Bandquest. And she was actually the person that taught me like how to play bar chords on a guitar. So she always takes that credit for teaching me that. But so we'd been working on music together for, you know, since intermediate really. And we had a kind of little duo called Hot Chips. Although we found out there's a band called Hot Chips. So we've been trying to decide on a new name so we can potentially, you know, start doing some music again together. But yeah, she's got a great voice. The song Home, I entered into the Play It Strange Lion Foundation songwriting competition in 2021. And that was one of the finalists for that. I ended up on the Pink album. And I got to record that at Defo Sound Studio in Devonport.
Nice.
With the producer Neil Baldock, he's produced some pretty massive records. Available Light by Dave Dobbins, you know, one of my favorite New Zealand albums. And the song Welcome Home, you know, is one of my favorite songs of all time. So super cool to work with him. And so he produced that song and mixed it for us. And so it's a song that I kind of hold dear to my heart because it's, it's the first one that got released. And getting to work with someone sort of so big in the industry is a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And if you are interested and you're in Devonport, we did actually interview Depo Sound, you reckon?
Yeah.
Depo Sound. So there's a studio tour of that. It's a 40-minute video. If you hop onto YouTube and just type keyword musicstudios.co.nz or one word and then Depo Sound, I'm sure you'll find it. And it's a really cool hip studio that's very close to the sea. So very inspiring indeed. So let's play your track. sit back and relax, and again, a big warm welcome. Hope you're very comfortable, and yeah, let's listen to some tunes, eh? You're tuned into Kiwi Radio. This is the first one of four. Coming out of New Zealand.
My home.
Home is the song. Alex Betty and Avalon Martin. Really good job with that. I really love hearing like a male and a female vocal harmonizing. It's totally up my alley. Very like,
oh, thank you.
You know, romantic, I guess, is the word. I rate that an 11 out of 10, which is... If you've seen the 1984 film Spinal Tap, that's where that idiom comes from. But yeah, 11 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, we did actually turn the amps up to 11 for
you
that
did?
Song. So yeah, absolutely. On the acoustic guitar, of course. Though, but
I'm yet to find a guitar amp that actually has 11 on there. I just want like manufacturers to start doing
absolutely.
That. I think it's a thing. But anyways, really good job. Let's get to the next track. Let's choose Nothing is the next one. Tell us about it.
Awesome. So, yeah, Nothing, unlike the title, is actually a song. So I wrote this one kind of a bit depressing. Sorry, I don't want to bring down the vibes. But it's kind of, I had a close friend of mine in high school, unfortunately passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
And so it was, and I wasn't really in a great place mentally at that time. So it was kind of about the kind of getting over that death. And I guess kind of also with a bit of a, little bit of a bleak look, feeling like nothing really has happened since then, you know? So yeah, not a super positive one, I'm afraid. I feel that, man.
Personally, I don't know any personal, like too many close people that have passed away at my age at this stage, but like I do remember, like I've got two stepbrothers and my mum at the time had a partner who had a son, and we called him our like other stepbrother as well. And he passed away at like 18 years old, man. Like, and I remember going to his funeral going, that is just the start of someone's journey. So yeah, I totally feel, but you come out of it like just treasuring every day, really. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a real eye-opener. Yeah. Yeah, because before that, like, I was real, like, you know, like, death had never come across or even come in mind. So you wrote a song as a tribute, really. So that's really special. That's really good.
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah. I think probably looking back, I mean, it's definitely written in a place of kind of not feeling very good about myself, you know, at that time. So I think definitely I'd love to kind of go back and sort of pay tribute sort of in a more, I guess, respectful way, you know, and kind of appreciating that rather than kind of dwelling in my own self-pity. But, you know, I guess that's sometimes where the emotion comes from in music, you know, is that kind of, depending on what you're into, of course, but that kind of real heaviness,
heaviness,
you know, those kind of things weigh on you. So
let's listen to this beautiful track by Alex Bierce. Is the artist in the hot seat right now. You're tuned into kiwiradio.nz. It's just 7:20. Please stick around for two more songs from our artist, including a brand new exclusive preview.
It's been too long, my friend, since I saw your face. You did not say goodbye. So very long, but no time at all. No time since you fall. We'll miss your imperfections. You'll miss more than just your time. But since you left, you've missed nothing at all. Got to the solo. Some say life is fair. You won't ever hear the things that should be said. Still gone. Ever feel you won't ever hear. Life is fair. You won't ever hear the things. things that should be said still gone too long. You won't ever feel, you won't ever hear.
Kiwi Radio, that was Alex Beauty, a fabulous artist. You've actually got an Auckland and a Hamilton gig coming up. Should we do the plug? Let's do it. Okay, so we've got, if you're in Hamilton, Alex Beauty will be playing the single release gig with Mia Downing of their brand new Glimpse of Dawn track, which we'll be playing later this evening. That is September 2nd, 8 p.m. at Navarra Lounge in Hamilton. Details, eventfinder.co.nz, $15 door sales. But Alex, are you there? You've also got an Auckland gig, right? Have we lost a patient? We've never lost a patient before. Are you there? Alex? And we lost a patient. So what I'll do is I will call him back and see how that goes. But yeah, we'll play instead of, you know, having dead air. I'll just continue to plug his other gigs as well. So he's also playing in Whammy in Auckland as well, which is the 13th of September at Whammy Bar. So more details can be found at alexbeattie.bandcamp.com. So alexbeattie. We'll play his next track and then kind of get him back on the phone if we can. The third song is called I Cannot Leave You. Please don't leave us, Alex. You're so good at music. We'll be right back with the artist.
I am the king you've come to love and now fear. What's your name? Speak up, I can hear you over the rain. Say that you've done it again. I don't believe. Under trees. Reception's bad, I cannot reach you. But today, by the way, I cannot leave you. I cannot leave, 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 I cannot leave you. I cannot leave.
Is that all that you'll say? Changed.
I cannot leave you. I cannot leave.
What did you say before? You loved it. I know. I cannot leave you. I cannot leave. I cannot leave you.
Radio. Alex, you good? Check, check. You tuned into kiwiradio.nz and streaming live on upfm.co.nz as well. Now, we do have Alex Beattie joining us. Hopefully, he can hear us well. There's something happening with the technology. This hasn't done that in a long time, so I'm surprised it's doing it now. But let's get back to him shortly, because I do want to do the big reveal with the artist. But first, he gave me a track that's like one of his influences, Mid-Air Thief, with Protector, blasting your ears right now on Kiwi Radio. Don't go anywhere. Alex, you good?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. That's good.
Okay.
I'll tell you why it wasn't working before. It was actually user error. So I'll be right back with Alex. Really cool track there by Mid-Air Thief. is South Korean folktronica musician. I'm going to butcher his name. It's Gong Jung Doduk. But yeah, won Best Dance and Electronic Album at the Korean Music Awards. That's a really stunning recommendation there. I have to check out more of Midair Thief. But welcome back there, Alex. This should definitely be working now. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, I am alive.
That's good. You know what was happening in the background? And I got to remember not to do this, but because it's like it was Bluetooth, it was connecting to another pair of Bluetooth headphones that are in the studio. So, so it was kind of doing that. So we had a bit of interference, but we're back now. We're back now. And in time for the brand new reveal of the single Glimpse of Dawn. I actually plugged your Navara Lounge gig earlier, but we'll do it again. The single release gig is at Navara Lounge in Hamilton. So that's September 2nd, and this officially drops 1st of September, but we've got it here as exclusive cheeky preview. How are you feeling, release day kind of thing?
I'm pretty excited. It's been a long time kind of in the making to get the song out there. You know, we've had it ready for so long, just with the whole, you know, thing of Mia and a couple of the guys in the band we have. We've got a really cool band. I'm super excited for this.
That's cool. And yeah, so you're excited about the band, and it keeps connecting to that bloody other...
All that's kind of taken a long time to complete. And I mean, making the song took ages. I think we started it just over a year ago.
That's cool. Well, let's play it right now. And thank you so much for this exclusive track. It keeps cutting in and out because it keeps connecting to that other headphone. So I gotta find that trouble headphone, and we'll be back to apologize to our artist for the day. I'm going to chuck those headphones in the rubbish. Honestly, I did like one of those self-tests today, and it looks like that I might have ADHD. I don't know if it's self-diagnosis. It's very bad to self-diagnose yourself. So it could be that partly that. So it is definitely user error. But this is the brand new song from Alex Beatty, by the way, is the pronunciation, Alex Beatty. You can find more about the artist Linktree, linktr.ee/AlexBeattie. This is the song Glimpse of Dawn, playing on KiwiRadio.nz.
I wonder when my shadows meet the cracks of time, through visions of now and then, encrypted and twisted lines, reach forward beyond reflections in the walls, through the mirrors I can only hope she hears my. Did you ever find that place divine? Is it part of mine? Did you ever find?
Three, two, one more time, one more time.
Alex Betty and Mia Downing, brand new exclusive preview ahead of official release date, which will be 1st of September. And remember to check them out at Navara Lounge the following day, September 2nd, 8 p.m. Details at eventfinder.co.nz. Welcome to episode 91. We've done 91 shows and I still got to iron out some technical kinks. You know what it was? It was a pair of headphones that were in my pocket because I went for a walk and it was I officially threw it in the other room. So welcome back. I do apologize sincerely, Alex. That should not happen again now because it's in the other room. I do sincerely apologize for my extremely well-presented professionalism. But anyways,
it's all good.
I wanted to get you back on the show to do like an official wrap-up. Firstly, I have to say, very exciting breaking music. It's so good. I really love your sound. Right up my alley, actually. So, yeah, give us where people can kind of like find you, where you want to direct people if they want to check out more of your music. Where's the best place on the interwebs?
Absolutely. Well, so my main social media is Instagram. So I imagine quite a lot of people listening already know my Instagram. But for those who don't know, it's Alex Beatty, spelled with three T's. So it's AlexBeattie. Because unfortunately, Alex Beatty was already taken. And I am also on YouTube under just my name, Alex Beatty. You can find me on Bandcamp, alexbeatty.bandcamp.com. And I also have a link tree which links you to all of my social medias as well as any kind of music streaming platform. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, anything that you listen to. And that's linktr, so linktr.ee/AlexBeatty.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for a plug. It wouldn't be a good show without, you know, like it's like a good bath. You know, you need a good plug.
Absolutely.
But yeah, if you don't mind, we've got maybe 10 more minutes of the show. I just kind of want to get into the brain of the artist. So I'm going to ask some pressing questions as I do. So Alex Beatty as the artist, like what does your creative space kind of look like? Is it messy? Is it cluttered? Is it clean as a whistle? You know, just give us like a visual novel description of what your space looks like.
Well, I made the original demo for Glimpse of Dawn on my laptop. Wow. In the school music room on my study period. But my music space and our kind of downstairs basement-y type thing is I've got, you know, my computer, I've got a drum set, piano, got a few guitars and I'm really happy to and fortunate to have the space because it means I can do lots of stuff. So you know, I'm able to create quite a big variety of music, even if some of it doesn't end up kind of being, you know, released under Alex Beatty. You know, I've been making a lot of like kind of rock music and sort of shoegazy stuff as well as this kind of electronic stuff. And so, yeah, it's sometimes messy, although I guess it depends. It gets messy with a lot of cables. That's the main thing. Cables are my enemy. But
for sure, right? Cables legit like me. But your space looks really cool. I'm actually checking out right now some videos you posted on the Instagram, like you playing your lovely blue guitar there and some twinkle lights in the background. So it looks like really cool space. And yeah, the music is just fabulous, man. Like, super congratulations on releasing this out. So what are your master plans for the rest of the year in terms of music? Well, there's not much of a year left, to be honest, but have you got next year sussed?
Well, I've got a lot of songs that are either almost ready or pretty much ready to kind of be put out there. I just got to really sort out what I want to do, what direction I want to take. But yeah, so currently just mainly focusing on Glimpse of Dawn, because I think it's, Mia's a fantastic singer, and I, think she wrote some really cool lyrics, and we work together quite well musically.
You remind me of a young version of Sleepy Kid, which is a New Zealand musician. Johnny Barker is his real name. He's got some really cool, like, classic Kiwi music, but with, like, with a female vocalist as well. Summer Skies is probably the one that comes to mind. But, yeah, it's just really right up my alley. And he's, like, my favorite Kiwi musician. Have you heard of him, by the way?
I have not. I'll have to check him out.
Yeah, he reminds me of, like, Radiohead / I don't know, some other good stuff mixed in. And
Right.
He goes by heaps of names. Like, he keeps changing names per year, but Sleepy Kid is the project that I really like. But yeah, okay. Summer Skies is a really good track to kind of look at. And it's got that sort of beautiful harmony with the female vocals and the male vocals. And I know, it's just right up my alley. So hopefully more of that with Mia. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yes, potentially. Yeah, yeah. We worked on a couple other demos, but nice, that's kind of the real main one that we actually turned into a final song. Just sending, back and forth, vocals, and then I'll update the instruments and add stuff as you'll go, no, get rid of that, and I'll make changes and stuff. But we actually only had one day together that we worked on the song together.
Wow.
So I think
honestly,
all the vocals but one vocal line are recorded remotely, and then one of them I think we overdubbed at my house. But
so good. Reminds me of those Motown records, like the professionals, they're so good at music that they just get in there and they've got one day to cut the record. I mean, you're that good, right? So, you're studying music, for God's sake, at University of Auckland. So, so when do you graduate, by the way? Are you far into that? Or
I am first year this year, so I graduate in 2025, I guess. Currently just planning on doing the three-year degree, but...
Cool. So you'll be like legit professional by the end of it, I reckon.
I hope so.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 18.
18. That's amazing. Like making such polished records as well. It's just really good.
Thank you.
Big congratulations. I, for one, am a big fan. I hope everybody checks out right now. Go to Bandcamp. Alex Beatty. Now, his Bandcamp only has two T's. So Alex, BEATTIE.bandcamp.com, and make sure to purchase some music there as well. Well, big congratulations. I don't know, is there anything else you want me to ask you?
I'm not too sure. I'm happy to keep talking, but I haven't really got too much else to say.
Oh, so modest. How do you balance sort of like your personal life with music? How does that all work out? Do you schedule in the music creating, or do you kind of just write as you go?
It's frantic, to say the least. My calendar, every time I look at my calendar, it's a little bit frightening, I won't lie to you. Trying to work out how to balance that. So, cutting back on certain things.
And
learning that I sometimes kind of have to say no to doing stuff for other people. But trying to get back into actually doing more of my own stuff and just spending consistent time on that. But I think working on music for uni, doing the songwriting course has been really helpful with that.
But it does take up a lot of time. Do some sort of songwriting sessions then with other songwriters, and if so, who comes to mind in terms of favorite writing session kind of thing?
Avalon and I used to work on songs a lot, so she helped me with kind of polishing some of the lyrics of Home and in uni we often do kind of like little breakout sessions, and we have to kind of come up with short little stuff based on certain criteria on the spot, and they often end up just kind of being joke songs, but it kind of forces you to write really fast. So I think I haven't done so much like actually kind of sitting down and properly writing with other people as much as just being forced to generate an idea and polish it quickly, even if I'm not super fond of fond of it. Just having to do that over and over again so quickly has kind of been really beneficial for songwriting.
Yeah, for sure. What's the fastest song you've written and the slowest?
Fastest. I think I did the demo for I Cannot Leave You in like a day or maybe 2 days. Like, and that was most of the song, basically like 80% there. And then, Glimpse of Dawn's taken like a year to make. But I have had this one like instrumental kind of electronic song that took me probably 2 years to finish.
Wow.
I'm better at it now, but I often have a pretty bad habit of kind of tinkering on songs and not really doing anything. And that was definitely a song that I tinkered on for a very long time. But it ranges a lot.
What is it about music that makes you feel super passionate about the art?
I just love the way it makes me feel. I mean, I've never really known anything else. Especially on my mum's side of the family, everyone's into music. One of my tutors knows half my family because they're all into musicals.
Wow.
So I've kind of been exposed to music ever since I can remember. I just think the kind of emotion of it, the feelings that you get from it, all the component parts of a song add up to something more than just the sum of the component parts. There's something kind of magic that interplay between all the different parts of the song and the different varieties of music that kind of itch, I guess, or scratch different parts of the brain, I don't know. I just love a lot about music. Bit of a fan.
It shows in your music because the level of musicianship is astonishing, to say the least. So, and I'm 91 episodes in, I've heard it all. But you're certainly one to follow, and I just want to congratulate you again. And thank you so much for taking your time to sit down for a whole hour, despite the technical glitches. It is live radio, by the way, guys. We don't edit this. You even asked me if you could swear on radio. I haven't heard one swear word off you.
I'm kind of scared because I think some of my family's watching. I don't exactly know who's watching, so I don't really want to say too much. Maybe I'll say a little crap or something to be a little bit risque. But
there's still 54 people tuned in despite the... technical glitches in that, but yeah, absolutely, the analytics don't say much else. I have no idea who's listening in either. I only know the numbers. Well, thank you so much. Do you want to maybe give us an intro of the final song that's gonna sort of curtain call the entire show? We're just almost at the 8 o'clock mark anyways, but so I asked you before the show some of your influences. So we played Daft Punk earlier, Midair Thief as well. I love that band. I have to check out more of that. But the third and final one to close the show is an artist called Tennyson. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Tennyson's this Canadian electronic kind of duo, although one of them kind of does all the production and everything, Luke. I found Tennyson about 3 years ago just from some drumming YouTube video, and I basically listened through his whole like discography very quickly. Every time I like see my like Spotify stats, all like the top 10 songs are just Tennyson songs. So
okay.
It was probably an unhealthy obsession at the time. Something about his music just really kind of scratched my brain that no other music I'd heard at the time did. And I actually was lucky enough to work on a project with him for a wee while. Because I was quite a big fan, so I was like kind of active on the Tennyson Discord, and I think he submitted some kind of like guitar sample, and then you had to like turn that into something else. So I basically made like a little 2-minute song, recorded guitars and stuff, and then he took that and sampled it and combined it with a couple other guys, and then invited me to work on this Ableton file with him.
Awesome.
It never amounted to like a finished song or anything, but what they were kind of creating from that was super sick. So I think I was a little bit in over my head, you know, because he's been producing, you know, since he was like, you know, a young teenager, and he's, I think, about 9 or 10 years older than me. So kind of the level of production from him and some of the other guys on that song was just so much more than what I was doing at the time. So I was just kind of like, I'll just sit back and let you guys do your thing. But
to say though, it's early days for you, being 18 and all. I reckon you're just beginning and just going to get better and better. So I look forward to the next 7+ years of your songwriting journey, and I'm really following that. And I encourage everybody else to check out Alex Beattie. I pronounced it right that time.
Yes.
AlexBeattie. Well, thank you so much, Alex, for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure.
You're certainly one talented and very down-to-earth guy. I wish I could talk to you for more, but that is the hour show. We're going to close off with Tennyson, a track called Melon Pan. And again, Alex, I have to say my famous tagline, which is stay cool and stay creative. Okay, mate?
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. That is everybody. That is it for this week, episode 91 of KiwiRadio.nz. You can download it as a free MP3 later on and share it with your friends. You know, tell them all about the good vibes of Kiwi music. And yeah, tune in next week for more good vibes. I'm going to sign off now. And I hope everybody enjoys their evening. Also, big thanks to upfm.co.nz. that let us hijack their techno station with all genres every Tuesday as well. So, yeah, good vibes. And thanks again, Alex. Enjoy your day, everyone. Kiwi Radio. Kiwi Radio. That is it. It's bang on 8 o'clock this Tuesday, 22nd of August, 2023. Special thanks to Alex Beatty for being a good sport and staying around, and for you too for tuning in despite the live radio glitches. But, you know, all the good stuff has a few wrinkles, don't you think? And like raisins. Raisins are good. They have wrinkles. And, yeah, you know. Otherwise, you don't want to be too polished because you'd sound lame. Yeah, something like that. But anyways, I want to thank a few sponsors before we conclude the show. AucklandMumbaMarket.co.nz. If you're into video games and like storytelling, check out RebellionGaia.com. I want to thank the people joining as, you know, members and helping us with the server costs. Special thanks to Pariana. And also MDWH for his very generous input this month as well. And you too can join for as little as $2 a month. Just head over to kiwiradio.nz, click that little button, $2 a month. And yeah, please consider keeping us alive, because we want the tunes to keep going. And thank you to the artists submitting their music. Man, my email is just bombarded with all these exclusives, never heard before stuff. So, yeah, you get to enjoy it here on kiwiradio.nz. I heard a stat the other day because, you know, I'm really into video games. And I heard a stat that, you know, like, there are people out there that like to buy physical games because 87% of games disappear, right? You know, just gone, not available as digital, not available as physical, maybe ROMs, I don't know. But, you know, just like a lot of video games get lost. And I think same goes for New Zealand music or music in general. But Kiwi music particularly, I've been having to go to thrift stores and finding like old CDs and things like that, and finding artists that way, or, you know, asking our guests who their favorites are. And so we've had everyone from, you know, people that have been doing it for a very long time, or like Alex, who's 18, you know, it's just amazing. And I always get edumacated each and every week. And this is why I love doing the show. So again, thank you for listening, spreading the word, telling your friends. Alex mentioned earlier, you know, he heard the show from Jack. So thank you, Jack, for recommending the show. Yeah, and please, I hope you do the same as well and make this a unique community on the internet. Well, that is the show. That is the plug. We got there, didn't we? Yes. And yeah, we'll be back. I've lined up some other guests as well. You can check us out on Instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. Add me there if you want as well. And yeah, I think that'll be it. Autobot engaged. Let's play some Autobot tunes now. Signing off. Stay cool. Stay creative, everybody. Bye-bye.